Other counties are already in on the scheme, so it's important that we get in as well. This campaign that we've been running now for the last 3 years, I know in Mayo and Donegal they have been going on for 10 and 12 and longer period, but we're 3 years there, and it was with the help and support that we got from Donegal and Mayo that has us in the position we are now. Now we need, it's a political end now, we need the Minister for Housing to look at our case and to make sure that we get in on that scheme.
He has committed to that, but the response or the most latest update that you've just said as it relates to that is the same one that's been kind of on the table for the past few weeks, or am I mistaken?
No, you're not mistaken. It's the same one that's on the table for the last few weeks. And as I says, we don't know what the hold-up is. It is frustrating for our own members here in Sligo. This means that the condition of the houses are still falling around us. We had a number of people that had to leave their homes because it wasn't safe to live in anymore. And it's vital that we get in the scheme straight away. And like even when we get in on the scheme, it's not going to be the finish of it. That's only the start of it. Then we have to make sure that the local authorities will have the necessary people on board to make sure that the scheme starts off right and finishes right. So there's a job of work yet to be done. The scheme is only one part of it to get into it. That's after that, then that's when the real work starts, when we have people that will have to be housed in other homes while their homes have been done up, all their personal belongings that has to be stored in areas. So this all has to happen yet. So it's which means it's a very long process, and as I says, we're hoping to get in on the scheme anyways, and that way then we can tie in better with the local authorities and we can see something happening for once and for all here in Sligo.